Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Charlie Batch joining us here. Charlie, a good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're great. We'll get into all kinds of Steelers stuff and whatever. We do want to talk about the playoffs that are left, and I've been knocking this around all week. Take me through Patrick Mahomes and the way that he handles the football, and how much practice time versus how much just innately there is with him being that good of an athlete that he's able to be a magician with the football in his hands, Charlie. What does that take?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing unbelievably football right now, and I think when you look and see where he was a couple years ago to where he is now, I mean, he's seen the field a lot better. The game has completely slowed down, and he's not afraid to take the chances down the field regardless of how the game starts. And I think we're seeing, you know, Hall of Fame career blossom right in front of our eyes.
When you look at all the quarterbacks that are playing this weekend, Charlie, we discussed this earlier in the week, they all seem to be cut from a very similar physical mold. Now, some of them are more mobile than others, but they're all at least 6'2", if not 6'4". They're big guys, and again, some of them can move better than others, but they've all seemed to be cut from that. They're not a 6 foot, 6 foot one. You know, you see Kyler Murray go out in the first round. You see Lamar Jackson not even get to play in the playoffs because of injuries and because his team didn't get there. Do you have to be of a certain size to be successful at the NFL level these days?
No, you don't. I mean, you can have your prototypes on what you would like your quarterback to be, but I think when you have people who buck the trend in the sense, in the manner of Drew Brees. Here he is, a six-footer, and now he's the all-time leading passer in the NFL. So that kind of now, you know, started working against some guys who are a little short stature, and that's why Kyler Murray, quite frankly, went number one because of the success that Drew Brees and Russell Wilson has had. So, yeah, it's great to see a great scenario. It gives us something to talk about in that particular sense. But right now, the way that the college system is working right now, you can see quarterback being more mobile in it, but now puts pressure on your scouts to now to determine whether this guy can now be successful from the college game to the pro game.
Charlie, I don't know if there's been a playoff matchup like Kansas City Buffalo, where one team is coming off a game in which it scored 7 straight touchdowns. The other team is coming off a game in which it scored 6 straight. Is it going to be that kind of offensive explosion this weekend, or might it turn out to be one of those weird things where it's almost exactly the opposite?
I think it could be the opposite. The only reason being because Buffalo's defense is one of the best in the league. So I think when you compare that to the Steelers' defense in Buffalo, it's not even a comparison at this point. So I think this is going to be a little less scoring of a game, but I think ultimately whoever has the ball last will win this game. Every possession is going to count.
Charlie Batch brought to us Parks Casino. ClickParksCasino.com/PA. Promo code the fan must be 21 and in PA. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Do you find yourself, I don't want to say a soft spot, that's too much, but do you find yourself saying it might be okay to root for the Cincinnati Bengals a little bit because they seem kind of likable? Joe Burrow seems likable. Jamar Chase is pretty electric, and their coach seems like a pretty decent guy, because that's where I am. Where are you with the Bengals?
Well, obviously, I like to see the underdog, and you know, this has, quite frankly, been a long time since we've seen the Bengals in this position, and they're playing with tons of confidence. And of course, it's a division foe, so I guess it makes it a little easier to actually root for them now that the Steelers are out. But man, if they can get it done, man, this is going to be interesting. And of course, you know, Pittsburgh's own Tyler Boyd, huge fan of his for a number of years, and I think this is something that, as we kind of watch it unfold, we're really going to see how Joe Burrow is going to be over the next few years if he's able to handle the pressure here in this week's game, and then ultimately they advance.
Now, you know, I know you've said in the past that you're close with Tyler and that you've talked to him about some different things, and that you know, you've had a relationship with him. What's it been like to see him grow from a guy that was a rookie and a young guy and a guy at Pitt to now he's a veteran receiver? Have you seen a difference in him?
I have, and what's great about it, a lot of these, you know, a lot of, I'll call them kids, but a lot of them, quite frankly, came up through my foundation. And now to see them flourish in the manner that they are, I know what type of person that they are. And it's just really great to really see them have success and then ultimately returning it back to their community. So it's just really beautiful to watch, you know, Tyler grow up right in front of our eyes. You know, obviously we have a chance to watch him twice a year, but it's just really, really great to see not only him, but, you know, his beautiful family as well. So it's just pretty cool to see.
Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let me circle back around to the quarterback thing that I asked about before and ask you, as you look at the quarterbacks that are playing this weekend, forget about the physical mold that they may be cut from. What level of confidence do you feel that Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins can be one of those guys?
Well, I don't think we have the answer to that, quite frankly, because both of their careers are very similar as it relates to numbers-wise and starts, and they haven't done it on a consistent basis. We've only seen Mason, you know, in 2019, and he played roughly 10 games, and we've seen him sporadically on some of the games that just, quite frankly, don't matter at the end of the season where there's no pressure. When you have to now do that from start to finish of a season, it really changed the dynamics and it's going to give us a better opportunity to really see what they're capable of doing. Right now, it's just too early to determine what these guys' careers are going to be.
Charlie, regardless of who the quarterbacks are who would compete for the starting job next year, whether it's a draft pick that comes in, whether it's a veteran guy, and then Rudolph and Haskins, how can you get a true idea of who the best quarterback is for the Steelers, given the limitations they have with just off-season workouts and the preseason games the way that they are?
Well, I think it's ultimately going to be up to them on who puts more work in. Because, quite frankly, yeah, they have to come back in April as it relates to regulated in April. But it doesn't stop them from walking into the building today. Doesn't stop them from walking in building sometime in February. So what is that going to consist of as they're looking to build that relationship with the offensive coordinator here? And, of course, that looks like it's going to be Matt Canada. So that's ultimately the work that they're going to put in. As they're sitting in meeting rooms once they get back to the offseason, everybody's watching the same thing. So what is it going to take for them to get one leg up on one another before really it starts in May? So it's all ultimately up to them.
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Charlie, in your estimation, just a flat answer here, did Matt Canada do enough to be retained, do you think?
Now, you know, we talk every Friday, and you know my stance hasn't changed as it relates to how I felt about this offense. The answer is no. So this is just kind of where I'm at. I don't like the offense. I don't like cutting half of the field off. But, hey, this is what it is, and we've seen exactly what this offense is capable of doing. I just don't see us now advancing and now saying, oh, miraculously, this offense is now going to go from the bottom of the league to the top of the league. I just don't see it happening.
So does Matt deserve the opportunity to try this with a different quarterback, with a quarterback who may not have as much of an influence over the game plan?
Well, I don't have the final say. Now, ultimately, that's going to be Mr. Rooney's decision as it relates to what they're doing, and obviously Tomlin's decision as it relates to what they're doing. So it's in their hands, but ultimately, depending on the number of years that was probably extended on his contract based off salary increase with him moving to offensive coordinator, I think the business now starts to come into play, because Mr. Rooney, if you've been around him, he doesn't fire coaches with a year left on their deal. He's not going to pay him to sit at home. So if he has years on it, Matt's going to be back.
Charlie, do you think Ben was too nice here? I mean, he's clashed with coordinators in the past, and should he have stood up and said, hey, we can't do it this way. We need to do it more my way.
Well, sometimes when you continue to harp on the certain issues, you're simply beating your head against a brick wall, and if it's not going to change, there's no sense of saying it. And if you recall back in week one, and I came on this show and I said he does not have the flexibility at the line of scrimmage to change the play. And people were looking at me like I was crazy. Well, how do you know that? You're not around. I've been part of it. I know what the antics look like when you're audibilizing at the line of scrimmage. That didn't happen at all this year until he got into no huddle. And ultimately, they were down 14, 20 points when they started to move the ball. So I think ultimately that's going to change. Because if you didn't allow your Hall of Fame quarterback to change planes at the line of scrimmage, I guarantee you they're not going to now allow young quarterbacks in the manner of Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph to change the play at the line of scrimmage.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Do you think Ben's at peace with his decision to come back for one more go-round? You think it was for him? Do you think it was worth it this year, Charlie?
It was worth it because once you leave this game, there's no coming back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had a conversation with him prior to the announcement that he made on the Thursday of the Cleveland week, and he 100% was at peace, and I could hear it right in his voice. And he was totally okay with that. Now, the flip side, of course, things didn't work out in the manner of them competing and going deep into the playoffs that he would like it as. But, man, he is walking away totally at peace. 18 years, he should have nothing to hold his head down about. Hold it high. He really has revamped Steelers Nation, and he gave us the opportunity as Steelers Nation to be spoiled about what the expectations are over the time, meaning winning the division title, making sure hopefully the AFC Championship game is at home, and obviously giving us hope that the team will finish in the Super Bowl. He has 100% given us credit that way, and we become spoiled. So when he walks away from this, he has nothing to be ashamed about, man. I'm proud of him as a brother, proud of him as a friend, and obviously as a teammate.
Charlie Batch with us here on the Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You know, you mentioned us being spoiled as Steeler fans, Charlie. Let me ask you this. Jeremy Fowler on ESPN this morning, I guess, was talking about how the Vikings in their head coaching search are looking for a quote-unquote Mike Tomlin or someone similar. And, of course, Mike coached there years ago before he came to Pittsburgh. But they're looking for somebody unique like Mike Tomlin. And it always strikes me that the difference in perspective or perception, I guess I should say, on how Mike Tomlin has fared as Steelers head coach is so wildly different here in Pittsburgh and amongst Steeler fans compared to what it is nationally. How do you assess that difference and why it exists?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately every coach, every owner right now is looking for that young, fresh talent that Mike Tomlin was when he was 35 coming in here. So I think this is something that a lot of coaches or a lot of owners are looking at. But I think ultimately, you know, people don't give Mike Tomlin the credit because early on it was always Mike Tomlin's, Coach Cowher's team. And then ultimately when you're playing with the Hall of Fame, a quarterback in the manner that he did 99% of his career, it's hard to kind of judge because people are always going to ask that question, well, what about? Well, what has he done without him? Well, we haven't never had the luxury of having to find out, right, until 2019. So these are things that ultimately people are going to question here in Pittsburgh. It's just a matter of the amount of respect that he has outside of Pittsburgh. It's baffling to me when people bring that up. But, hey, you know, this is kind of the nature of where we are because I promise you, I've been in bad franchises. I was with the Detroit Lions. Trust me, an 8-8 season, they would cheer and celebrate. They damn near might give you a praise. So this is something that, you know, we've become spoiled, and that's why people just don't understand it when they look at it from the inside perspective versus what people are seeing from the outside perspective.
Charlie, and I'm not talking about like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and maybe not even David Carr, but of the quarterbacks that may be out there, the veteran guys around the league, is there one that sticks out to you that would make sense for the Steelers to bring in?
At this point, it's a little too early for me, only because I really have not scoured everybody's roster to say, okay, this guy's available. And then when you do identify which player is available, you have to figure out how many years he has left on his contract. If it's a free agent, yeah, that makes things easier. But if he has years left on his deal, and I promise you everybody around the league knows that the Steelers need a quarterback. So they're not just going to give quarterbacks away. So the ransom is going to be there. So what is the collateral that the Steelers are willing to give up? Right now, I just don't see it. They have way too many holes that they have to fix on this year's roster to now give up future picks and trying to build this team. So I just don't see it happening. I think that's why I 100% believe that is going to your quarterback for 2022 is currently on the Steelers roster.
Charlie, it's been great. It's been spectacular again today. Stay warm this weekend. We appreciate it, and we will talk soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Absolutely. Hi, Charlie Batch. Thanks, brought Charlie. To us by Parks Casino, P-A-R-X Casino. Check them out online. Really great stuff. It's kind of Charlie kind of saying, you know, this isn't what's best for the organization with the offensive coordinator, but if they're going to go forward with it, try to make the best out of that situation.
Yep. And it's what they're going to do. You can read that writing on the wall sometimes years in advance.
Yeah. You're going to want to hear today's epic ending. It's toward the end of the show. It's about 48 minutes after, 12 minutes until the hour.
It will truly be epic.
Uh-huh. And it'll be presented to you by New Flow Men's Health and by Pittsburgh Pain Management. Be sure to hear today's epic ending. It'll be very special. Amy Schuneman, WPIL, next here, Fan Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.